somebody give me a flower and robot.
Somebody bring me a flower and a robot. I'm on metal and plastic. Flowers and elastic. Somebody bring me a flower and a robot. Somebody bring me a flower and a robot. Somebody bring me a flower and a robot. I'm on metal and plastic. Wires and elastic. Somebody bring me a flower and a robot.
Hey Winnipeg, this is Kevin Russell of the Gourds, and you're listening to Both Kinds of Music on the Twain Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM.
Out.
Hey kids, yeah, it's me, your old pal Stu, here once again on a Wednesday evening, just after 6 o'clock, oh yeah, it's time now for the Twang Trust, the only show that brings you both kinds of music, kibbles and bits, and it's 27 degrees in the city, it's amazing, it's a perfect summer day, perfect, in all ways. So I think we'll kick off the show tonight with the official Twang Trust Song of the Summer. Yeah. And also, of course, tonight is the big night. Yes, we're giving away Wilco tickets tonight. Stay tuned to see if you win. There's still a chance. Tonight on the Twang Trust.
Should have seen it coming from a mile away.
Hi, this is Steve Earle, and you're listening to Twang Trust on CKUW.
It's true, you are, and you just heard the official 2006 Twang Trust Song of the Summer. Alison Moore, her new album, Getting Somewhere, we heard Fairweather. That's it. That is. You'll be hearing that song a lot. It's just got that that summertime kind of vibe. It's true. It has a whiff of Wilson Phillips-y kind of thing, but that's okay. That's okay. You know, Beach Boys and all. Summer, right? Yeah. Of course, Steve Earle in there, Mr. Moore, and both of them will be at the Winnipeg Folk Festival coming up, gosh, sooner than you can imagine. It starts a week from tomorrow, for Pete's sake. Holy moly. Yes, nice to have the official Twang Trust Song of the Summer stir actually going to be in town this summer. Very cool, very cool. And, you know, we do this every year. We pick some song as the song of the summer. And what the heck, it's such a great summery day. We're going to hear some summer music right now. We're going to hear last year's winner as well, who's, as it turns out, is also at the Folk Festival this year. Very cool. Mr. Ridley Bent. And the thing is, though, last year when Ridley won, of course, it is the Twang Trust Song of the Summer. It's not necessarily, you know, the global song of the summer. If I was going to pick the non-genre specific song of the summer last year, it would have been this one here. And we got to see this lady sing this song just last week at the Pyramid during the Jazz Winnipeg Festival. This is going to start off kind of a soul sweet set of summertime music. This is Sharon Jones.
Do I have to wait for you, honey, before a girl like me can Linda Williams, and you're listening to Twang Trust on CKUW Winnipeg.
When I was young, I didn't understand. Now I'm a grown-up man. I never knew girls were for kissing. I never knew what I was missing. Now my life is not the same. My whole world is spinning.
I remember
when I used to see you jumping rope up and down, baby. I remember when you got your first baby coach. But you were young, you didn't understand. Now you're a woman and I'm a man. It's my lips you're kissing, ain't it fine reminiscing? My life is not the same. My whole world has been rearranged. I wish that cowboys to girls, cowboys to girls. My lips you're kissing, and it fine reminiscing. My life is not the same. My whole world has been rearranged. I wish that cowboys to girls, cowboys to girls, cowboys to girls. Cowboys to girls.
You're down at a party now, kicking back, all running around. Have a picnic, playing the park, making love chill.
Hi, this is Danny Michelle, and you're listening to the Big Dumb Rock and Roll on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM in the Peg.
I recall the day, the temperature and time. Something I don't know, 'cause you don't.
left on the midnight train. I left on a midnight train. No one called my name. So I left on a midnight train. Here free, she said you get no choice, and now she's curled up here with me. She bought a ticket on the midnight train. She left on the midnight train.
This is Jeff Tweedy from Wilco, and you're listening to Big Dumb Rock and Roll on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Jim Nolan had a hard man for an old man. They'd say he'd take on five men with his bare hands, but somehow he'd always come up against six. And Jimmy found him one morning beaten to death in a ditch. So he put his pop in the earth. On his way back to work, he stopped in Lincoln Park where a man talked about self-worth and got cracked in the back of the neck with a nightstick. Locked up for being a vagrant, which in America during the Depression was a word synonymous with communist. Now some men in the pen talked about this resistance, said fighting for yourself is useless, but fighting for a cause is bliss. Well, Jimmy listened. When free, he enlisted. He barely subsisted for months, but he persisted. He assisted Max, a veteran field agent, who saw in his new comrade a keen mind and a quiet strength.
There's some fruit picker in Southern California, just got their wages cut. Well, you and I are on the next train down there. See if we can't stir things up. Fruit pickers in Southern California, just got their wages.
Them boys was pissed, picking apples for 16 cents a bucket instead of 26. Well, Max gave a little speech. Invested capital is an infection. It'll get into your heart and make you sick. Now you see these apples on these trees, they gotta be picked. And if you ain't happy with your day's pay, why stand for it? Stick together and fight. As free men, you got the right to strike.
There's some fruit picker in Southern California, just got their wages cut. You and I are on the next train down. Can't stir things up. Fruit pickers in Southern California just got their wages cut. You and I are on the next train down there.
Strike they did, and overnight the owners brought replacements in. And in a fight with these black legs, Jimmy got shot, another man got shot dead. Well, nothing gets fire in a man's head quite like a little bloodshed. And so Orange County came to have a mob on their hands, led by a couple Reds. And the police set up a roadblock with orders not to let the mob through. But when a mob moves through guns and gas like an animal, then the mob rules. And they mowed down that barricade like it was nothing, like it wasn't even there. Knocked hell out of them black legs until the mob cooled down and the men got scared.
There's some fruit picker in Southern California, just got their wages cut. You and I are on the next train down there. If we can't stir things up. Fruit pickers in Southern California just got the wages cut. You and I are on the next train down there.
Well, Jimmy was hurt bad, but he was a soldier, and he meant to put put this track over. He acted more like a general than a young man with a bullet in his shoulder. He said it made him stronger, more driven. It's on the edge nearest death where a man has to clear his vision. And he knew the National Guard were no doubt on their way to save the day for capitalism. He also knew that victory lay in the men fighting now, not running away. But he needed blood to fire the men back up, 'cause he just didn't know what to say. And then a shotgun blast cut through the night, answering Jimmy's thoughts. And when Max turned him over, he saw that shot had blown Jimmy's face clean off. Being a party man, Max knew what he had to do, and it made him ill. And he put a lantern on the ground by Jimmy's face so you could see it well. And the men had gathered around and were quiet, so he didn't have to yell. And he said, this man wanted nothing from himself. He wanted nothing from himself.
There's some fruit picker in Southern California. Just got their wages cut. Well, you and I are on the next train down there. See if we can stir things up. Fruit pickers in Southern California. Just got their wages cut. You and I are on the next train down there.
At Ticketmaster.ca or HOB.ca. Check out Wilco's latest, Kicking Television, live in Chicago, in stores now. For more info, visit WilcoWorld.net. Produced by House of Blues Concerts Canada.
Hey, welcome back to the Twang Trust here on CKW 95.9. I just got a call for Charles Adler. Charles, if you're listening, somebody's looking for you. Is this woman got... She was a little perturbed that... That not only did I not know the phone number of the station where Charles Adler is, I don't even know the call letter. She was kind of perturbed that I didn't know these things. Yeah, I was going to ask her who played bass on the third Sun Volt album, but I figured, it'll be lost on her. Anyway, what were we just listening to there? We just heard last year's official Twang Trust Song of the Summer, Ridley Bent's Fruit Pickers in Dubious Battle. In brackets. Yes. Ridley Bent will be at the Folk Festival this summer. And it's kind of heartbreaking. Oh, boy. Have you seen the daytime schedules yet? It's posted on the Folk Festival website. And if you thought last year was bad, oh, this one. I'm dying to see Ridley Bent. I've been dying to see him since last year, since I discovered this album. Because he never played here. He released this album, never played Winnipeg. And I've been dying to see the guy. And it's almost impossible to see him at the Folk Fest because there's so much stuff going on at the same time. If I want to go see Ridley Bent's solo show, I've got to miss a workshop with like Nico Case and Jay Farrar and the Sadies, and it's just stupid. It's stupid. Chris Frere, what are you doing to us? Whatever happened to the good old days when there was nothing good at the Folk Festival? Whatever happened to those good old days, huh? Yeah, whatever happened to Valdi? Valdi, 24 hours a day. That's what we need. Oh, what a burden it is to be a music fan, I tell you. Before Ridley Bent, we heard Danny Michel, and from his brand new record. It's so brand new. It's the shrink wrap is barely off this thing. It's called Valhalla. The album is, and we heard a little ditty there, a nice soul summertime ditty called Midnight Train. I can see that we're going to have to do another Midnight Train set. There's about 8,000 songs called Midnight Train. 8,000 of them at last count. We're going to play all 8,000 on some upcoming episode of the Twang Trust, I promise you. Before Danny, we heard Chris Gaffney, along with his pal Lucinda Williams. And they were doing that old chestnut by the Intruders, Cowboys to Girls, yes. Chris Gaffney is awful fond of that song, I think, because this record here that we just played, this came out, it's called Loser's Paradise. It came out in 1995. And Chris Gaffney, if you didn't know, he can usually be found playing in Dave Alvin's Guilty Men. He also has another band on the side with another dude from another band called the Paladins. They're sort of they put together sort of a duo band called the Hacienda Brothers. They have a brand new album out, and on that album they cover Cowboys to Girls. So Chris Gaffney, awful fond of that tune, as am I, and I hope you are too. And at the very top of that set, going back a ways, Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings from the album Naturally, and How Long Do I Have to Wait for You? That was certainly the global song of the summer last year, wouldn't you say? I'd say I would. And, of course, at the very top of the set, the official Twang Trust song of the summer for this year, Fair Weather by Alison Moore. And we'll be seeing Alison at Folk Festival. There's another heartbreaker. She's doing a solo set on Friday at noon. And opposite that, there's Some Amazing Thing, which is escaping me. But, yeah, it's the only workshop Alejandro Escovedo is doing. Yeah, what do you do? And you know, I mean, Allison's doing the solo thing. You know Steve Earle's going to show up for a bit of it anyways. So what do you do? What do you do? Oh, I don't know. We'll have to see. Of course, it could be worse. It could be worse. You could be too broke to go to the Folk Festival, huh? How bad would that be? Well, if that's the case, there's you have a bit of a silver lining on that cloud. Our favorite cool local band, who never plays anywhere, is playing the Thursday night of the Folk Festival. Not at the Folk Festival. They're playing at the Cavern that night. It's the big Too Broke for the Folk Fest World Tour. Yes, the Hazy Pilgrims make its only stop on that tour at the Cavern that night, Thursday, July 6th. That's a week from tomorrow. And they're an unbelievably rip-snorting band. We're going to hear from them in this next set of music. First of all, though, we're going to hear from somebody else who's at the Folk Festival this year. And this is another thing. I was all excited to see this bunch. And again, they're opposite everybody else that I have to see. And it didn't look like I was going to get a chance to see them at all. And I was really looking forward to it because in this band is Bruce Springsteen's banjo player, for Pete's sake. Yes, he just got off the road with Bruce just a couple of nights ago, in fact. And he's joining up with his band called Crooked Still. The guy's name is Greg Lees. Is it Lees? No, Greg or something like that. It's one of them funny names. There's a Z and an S in it. Greg Liest, something like that. Anyways, he's in a band called Crooked Still. They're playing the Folk Fest this summer. And the good news is if you don't want to miss Sun Volt, because they're playing opposite Sun Volt on Saturday. They're actually playing Thursday afternoon at Old Market Square. The Folk Fest is doing kind of a official kickoff in Old Market Square a week from tomorrow at noon. And Crooked Still is going to play a set there for nothing. So you can go see him. You can go see Bruce Springsteen's banjo player for nothing. How cool is that? That's a week from tomorrow. So we're going to hear something from their album Hop High. And a little number called Darling Corey. And if I can only find which one I put it in. Boy, I hope it's this one. Let's see if it is. Ah, that's it. Killing me.
was. In her hand, she was drinking that sweet liquor with a low-down gambling man. Dig a hole, dig a hole in the meadow. Dig a hole in the cold, cold ground. Dig a hole in the meadow. I lay down and cool you down. Don't you hear those bluebirds singing? Don't you hear that mournful sound? They're preaching Corey's funeral in a lonesome graveyard ground.
Skyline was on fire, saw it on TV, and they said she was pissed and she was headed northerly. Old man grabbed a trash pump, something in his eye.
Just
Well, there's a band that's not playing the Folk Festival next weekend, and they're not playing any other bar in Winnipeg, and they're probably nowhere near Canada at all. So they make no sense in that set, except the fact that it's groovy as all get out. Magnolia Summer is the name of that band. That song can be found on the compilation album Brown-Eyed Handsome Man, St. Louis. God, I can't even read this. This is so tiny. St. Louis Salutes, the Father of Rock and Roll. That's what it's called. It's a Chuck Berry's covers album by a bunch of bands from St. Louis. Yeah. Who'd have thunk it? Round and Round there. Magnolia Summer. Very, very unique take on that old chestnut, huh? Before that, we heard, we heard the guys who are going to be playing the big Too Broke for Folk Fest World Tour a week from tomorrow at the Cavern, the Hazy Pilgrims and High and Angry. They don't play out, they don't play out often enough, so go see them. If you're not going to Folk Fest next Thursday, go see the Hazy Pilgrims at the Cavern. It's the right thing to do. Oh, and then what else did we hear in that set? Oh, yes, we heard Crooked Still, who are also playing next Thursday. They're playing at noon at Old Market Square before heading out to the Folk Fest. Yes, Crooked Still featuring Bruce Springsteen's banjo player. It's true. We heard Darling Corey from their album. I know they have a brand new album out, too, which I'm sure you'll be able to pick up out there. They do sort of that nouveau bluegrass thing, kind of a... whatever you want to call it. I don't know. You heard the song. You know what it's up. You know what it was. Look at that. It's about 12 minutes to the hour of 7. Coming up in hour number 2 here on the Twang Trust, we're giving away Wilco tickets. We got a... There's a bit of bad news, actually. Originally, we were scheduled to give away one pair of tickets to see Wilco. We'd been taking applicants for those tickets. You when you heard Jeff Tweedy, you got to call in and register to win that pair of Wilco tickets. Unfortunately, we don't have one pair of Wilco tickets to give away tonight. We have 3. There's the good news. Yes, 3 pairs of tickets for Wilco will be given away tonight here on the Twang Trust. So if you've registered already, your odds have all of a sudden tripled. How about that? And you know what? Claire phoned in earlier. You heard Jeff Tweedy earlier in the show, and Claire phoned in. Nobody else did. So here's the deal. You're going to hear Jeff Tweedy once more soon, because we're giving these things away soon. Soon, you'll hear Jeff Tweedy say, "You're listening to Big Dumb Rock and Roll on the Twang Trust, blah, blah, blah." And when you hear him, call 774-6877, and you can be the last person to register to win a pair of tickets to see Wilco this Saturday. And of course, yes, we will be hearing some Wilco music tonight. Live Wilco music, no less. But that's coming up in a while, in a little while, in a short while, so stay tuned. But in the meantime, a guy passed away just the other day. Quite a legend in the music biz, in the history of all things. Arif Mardin, great producer at Atlantic Records, who I guess most notably produced all of those amazing early Aretha Franklin sides. My goodness. But the thing is, he produced some stuff you'd probably be surprised that he produced. We're going to hear some stuff that you know he produced, and then we'll hear a couple of things that I bet you didn't know he produced. I mean, anybody who's doing Aretha Franklin, he did the Young Rascals, he did all that stuff. Dusty Springfield, of course, he did the seminal Dusty in Memphis album. But he did a couple other things, too, that are a little more along the Twang Trust lines. Go figure. So we're going to hear that. But first, what the heck, let's kick off with Dusty. We'll keep the soul train going here on the Twang Trust. This is, you don't need me to tell you what this is.
Preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gather around and started talking, that's when Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows to my
was the son of a preacher man, the only boy who could ever teach me. Was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. Being good isn't always easy, no matter how hard I try. When he started sweet talking to me, he come and tell me everything is alright. He kiss and tell me everything is alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was.
Was.
He was.
Was.
Ooh, he was.
Yes, he was.
How will I remember the look was in his eyes? Stealing kisses from me on the sly, taking time to make time, telling me that he's all mine. Learning from each other's knowing, looking to see how much we've grown. And the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. Oh, yes, he was.
The only one who could ever reach me.
He was the sweet talking son of a preacher man.
The only boy who could ever teach me.
Like you say, the son of a preacher man.
The only one who could ever move me.
Sweet
was the son of a preacher man. The only one who could ever groove me. Was the son of a preacher man.
this is Jeff Tweedy from Wilco, and you're listening to Big Dumb Rock and Roll on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
There's a song now about my hometown.
Off of Noah's Ark, I turned my cheek to one kind remark. There was two of everything but one of me. And when the rains came tumbling down, I held my breath and I stood my ground. And I watched that ship go sailing out to sea.
Take it back, take it back. Oh no, you can't say that.
All of my friends not dead, O-N-G, yeah, yeah. Rock out the stone, the black wind still moans.
Sweet revenge, sweet revenge, without fail.
I caught an Aussie on a plane, drove an English teacher half insane, making up jokes about bicycles, boats, and red balloons. So I called up my local DJ, and it didn't have a lot to say, but the radio has learned all of my favorite tunes.
Take it back, take it back. Oh no, you can't say that.
All of my friends are not dead. O-N-G, yeah, yeah. Rock out the stone, the black wind still moans. Meter's on the run, and the dark meter's far too done, and the milkman left me a note
Never liked you anyway.
Take it back, oh, oh no, you can't say that.
All of my friends are not dead or in jail. Rock Elvis Stone, the black one still moan.
Sweet revenge without pain.
Sweet revenge will prevail without fail.
John Prine on the Twang Trust from his third album, Sweet Revenge, title track, an album that was produced by the late Arif Mardin. Yes, believe it or not, as was the last thing we heard. Where is that last thing we heard? Here it is. Doug Somm, the Doug Somm Band. Yes, yeah, it was, I believe that may well have been from the very first Doug Somm solo outing. Let's see, when was that? 1973's Doug Somm and Band. Yeah, yeah. Is Anybody Going to San Antone? Featuring Flaco Jimenez on accordion and a fella by the name of Robert Zimmerman on background vocals. That was Bob. That was Bob yelping away on the chorus, believe it or not. Not you'd ever know, but it was. Yes, all that stuff in that set produced by Arif Mardin, who passed away just the other day. We also heard Aretha Franklin. We heard Chain of Fools, which wasn't the song I meant to play, but I didn't bring the track listing of this thing. See, I didn't want to lug the whole 4-CD box set down, right? So I just brought the one disc that had the song I wanted to play. But, of course, it doesn't say anything on here, and I didn't write down what song it was. I wanted to play Since You've Been Gone. You know that one? Baby, baby. You know that one? But, oh well, I didn't know what number it was. And there was no time to look it up, so I just fiddled with it, couldn't find it, played Chain of Fools. What do you do? What do you do? And the top of that set, of course, the classic Son of a Preacher Man by Dusty Springfield. Well, look at that. It's after 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock, we do the entertainment guide. And then we'll do the Wilco thing, I think. Yes, yes, yes. But yeah, we should pay some bills, I suppose, around here. What kind of bills are we going to pay? How about this one? Go. Oh, are you going? You're not going. Oh, press the wrong button. Jeez. Here, listen to this.
Never come back from Copperhead Road.
August 11th to 13th, Victoria Park comes alive at the sound of the Regina Folk Festival. The performances by Ani DeFranco, Steve Earle, Feist, Bedouin Soundclash, Utah Phillips, and many more. Weekend passes available by calling 757-7684 or by visiting www.reginafolkfestival.com.
It's that time of year again. Rogers Wireless and the Free Press presents 4 weeks of Garage Sale Radio. It's CKUW's Garage Land. Live citywide garage sale reports and cutthroat.
Garage Land is brought to you in part by the Fort Garry Brewing Company, Manitoba's own since 1930. Now available in cans, just in time for the summer.
Discover why thousands of people from around the world gather in Birds Hill Park every July. Hear legends such as Bruce Coburn and Steve Earle, and discover gems such as Nico Case and Alejandro Escovedo. There's something for everyone. Log on to winnipegfolkfestival.ca and see what's happening. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster and make musical memories at the Winnipeg Folk Festival from July 6th to the 9th. People and music.
CKUW's Famous Entertainment Guide is brought to you by Into the Music.
Visit Into the Music in the Historic Exchange District at 245 McDermott for the best in quality collectible music. Drop by our bright and spacious digs and browse through our well-organized selection of over 9,000 CDs and 7,000 LPs, featuring everything from rare underground recordings to top hits. Music shopping the way it was meant to be. And don't forget, supporters of CKUW's Fun Drive receive a 10% discount on all purchases with their CKUW Friends card.
Ah, yes. CKUW's Entertainment Guide. It's brought to you by Into the Music, you know. Concert and club listings for Winnipeg and surrounding areas. The Entertainment Guide is heard 3 times daily. CKW is very proud to present Funny Papers, Marvel Comics, Canadian political cartoons, and contemporary art. It's now open at the Winnipeg Art Gallery until September 10th. You can go see actual storyboards and artwork from Marvel Comics, along with political cartoons and works by contemporary artists poking fun at politics, pop culture, and nostalgia. Let's see. The Alistair Spence Trio is playing tonight at the West End Cultural Center, and CKW is proud to be part of that show. Doors are opening in about 10 minutes. So show doesn't start till 8, though. You still got time to get down there. All the way from Australia, they have come to do their thing. Alistair Spence Trio, tonight. What else going on in town? Let's see. This weekend, starting tomorrow, and as a matter of fact, June 29th to July 2nd, in Dauphin, Manitoba, it's Dauphin Country Fest, featuring Fred Eaglesmith, Slade Cleaves, Roger Maron, Scotty Campbell, Rami Mays, Matt Masters, the Swifties, and the Hillbilly All-Stars, featuring Robert Reynolds and Paul Deacon from the Mavericks, Chuck Mead from BR549, and Mark Cawley. Also, Leanne Rimes and, of course, legendary country stalwarts, Loverboy. Saturday, July 1st, you can spend Canada Day with Wilco at the Jim Cale Theater. And you just might do it for free coming up. If you've registered here on the Twine Trust, we're giving away Wilco tickets in mere moments. Ooh, are you shaking? Are you shaking? I know I am. What's happening over at Times Change High and Lonesome Club this weekend? Well, tomorrow night, on his way to Dauphin, Scotty Campbell, who I don't know when the last time Scotty Campbell played Winnipeg. We'll hear from Scotty Campbell tonight. If you ain't hip to him, you should be. And you should go see him tomorrow at Times Change. It's a bit of a coup, it is. And then Friday, Saturday, it's Perpetration. Yes, the Perpetrators, Friday and Saturday at Times Change. And then Monday, it's the post-Dauphin hangover night with Roger Maron, Adam Carroll, Mark Youngers, and Scott Nolan. Yes, all them guys playing Dauphin, and they're coming back Monday night to hang out in the Peg. Thursday, July 6th, the Hazy Pilgrims Too Broke for Folk Fest World Tour makes its only stop at the Cavern. Yes. And if you're not too broke for the Folk Fest, well, the Folk Fest starts Thursday. Yes. And it starts actually at noon in Old Market Square with Bruce Springsteen's banjo player. Yes. He's playing in Old Market Square in the Folk Fest kickoff that happens there. At noon, you can come see Nuevo Bluegrass Sensations Crooked Still before they hit Birds Hill Park later that weekend. And, of course, who's at the Folk Festival this weekend? Well, or next weekend, rather. Who isn't at the Folk Festival this year? Sun Volt, Nico Case, the Sadies, Fred Eaglesmith, Jerry Douglas, Mark Ribot, Vic Chestnut, Solomon Burke, Bruce Coburn, Ridley Bent, O Susanna, Alejandro Escovedo, Ricky Lee Jones, Richard Thompson, Mike Seeger, Steve Earle, Allison Moore, and my pick to click, the thing I'm looking forward to most this year, Ms. Amy Rigby. Very first time in Winnipeg. Very exciting. I'm sure I'd give up all those other people to see Amy Rigby. It's true. I'm wetting my pants thinking about it. Oh, boy. And, hey, this is sort of neat. This is intriguing, anyways. Monday, July 10th, the day after the Folk Fest at Times Change, it's a surprise show with very special guests. So I guess that means who's hungover from the Folk Fest, basically, and wants to play. Who knows who will be there. Friday, July 14th, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young at the MTS Center. I don't know, Neil Young coming back, but he's bringing them other three jokers with him. I don't know, bit of a Bit of a cop-out there, huh? He owes us a show. That doesn't count, if you ask me. Oh, well. Let's see. Anything else we want to tell you about? Everything. There's some exciting stuff coming up in the fall, but it's summer. Forget about the fall. Danny Michelle, Carolyn Mark, John Prine, Fred Eaglesmith all coming up this fall. Don't worry about them. You got all summer to drink Slurpees and stuff and do all this other things. We'll tell you about the fall in the fall. Yeah. Hey, that's that.